FM 49.1.
South Africa's Centre for Development and Enterprises says the scale of youth unemployment requires the country to rethink its approach if it is ever to employ millions of the youth. Research shows that over 300,000 more young people are unemployed today than there were at the start of 2008. Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise, Anne Bernstein, explains.
We have one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, and we have a phenomenal number of young people who are not in education, training, or employment. So in the age group 15 to 34, nearly 40% of that group are what's called NEETs, not in education, training, and employment. 7.5 million people.
Now, let's speak about the issues that the youth are facing. The fact that being amongst the highest in the world, and South Africa is not the largest country in the world, highest proportionately. Now, what needs to be done? Because clearly there's some sort of dependency here, maybe government and an expectation from a business to play their part. What are your ideas in terms of dealing with this current situation that we're in?
We're saying that for many political and business and civic leaders, they're looking at this the wrong way around. The scale of the challenge is so big that projects and initiatives and interventions are all too small to make any difference. It's not that they're generally not very good. There are many excellent projects, but if you're looking at millions and millions of people, we have to change the nature of our economy so that it becomes much more labor intensive, and we have to stop making it so expensive to hire young people. So lots of young people come out of schools that are terrible through no fault of their own. They come from homes and communities where very few people work, so they don't have any experience. How do they get a foothold into the labor market? Well, they have to be able to offer their sort of work at a lower price. But our labor laws don't allow that. So we kind of, I sometimes think for a lot of people, they think no wage is better than a low wage. Well, as far as we're concerned, our reading of the global experience, where we have seen in the last 30 years hundreds of millions of people moving out of poverty into very basic, low-skill, low-wage jobs, but within a short period, they're moving into better jobs, their wages are going up, but you have to start somewhere. And South Africa's saying, no, those jobs aren't good enough for our workers. Well, the consequence is we have millions and millions of people who are unemployed.
Now, are we being realistic? You mentioned the fact that we're saying that some of the jobs that are out there are not good enough for South Africans. Who should then do these jobs?
See, what's happening is government has had a strategy for the last 20 years where they say we want a high-skill, high-wage economy. And we're saying, terrific, but we don't have a high-skill labor force. We've got to get back to growth. That's the first thing. We need to get rid of bad leaders and bad policies. And we have to get this economy growing again. But that's not enough. It has to grow on all cylinders, but we have to make sure that labor-intensive manufacturing and other labor-intensive areas are allowed to expand. So look at China. They're estimated to be about 85 million low-skill jobs. The people who've made out sort of techies and assembled toys and T-shirts and all sorts of things we've been buying from China, wages have gone up in those factories, and so those factories are starting to move to other locations. And we're saying South Africa needs some of those factories. We've got domestic investors. We could get Chinese investors. Let's try and get some of those jobs to help people get a first job.
In terms of these jobs, you know, different industry sectors that say plants are set up and youth are given opportunities, are the youth, are South African youth willing to do that type of labor? Is that where the problem is?
We tend to talk about big unemployment numbers as the, you know, one big national number. Mm. So part of our project, we went out to talk to lots of young people, municipalities, business people all over South Africa in 20 different cities and towns where youth unemployment is the largest. I'm sure there are some people who want something better, but if you're sitting around doing nothing, I am convinced that there will be lots and lots of South Africans who want a first job. And what's happened in other countries is it's often disproportionately women who get a chance at a first job, say in a sewing factory, and then they kind of can get their own money, so they're freed from domination by their husband or their brother or their father, and they can start, they can work there generally about 7 years, work hard, and save up some money. They have a different attitude to how they're going to get their girl children educated. Yes, there are some people who might say, oh, this isn't good enough for me, I want a BMW. But I think that's the exception. And when they see their other friends getting a job and moving ahead in a factory, they're going to, more and more people will want those jobs.
That is Ern Bernstein, Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise, talking to Lulu Kabu.
This is Channel Africa, South Africa's official international public radio station on shortwave, internet and satellite, from an African perspective.
Guess what? You can now listen to Channel Africa using Silozi, Chinyanja, Kiswahili, Portuguese, French, and English, giving you an African perspective.
Hi,